Let's talk about the Vikings. Joining us on the fan line from KFan Radio and the Vikings Radio Network, our good friend AJ Mansour. AJ, welcome back to the program.
Hey, guys. I like that capital BS line.
See?
Oh,
see?
Yeah, you got AJ.
Very, very catchy for Tubbs. You've known Tubbs longer than I have, you know.
Absolutely. And I think from what I know of him, that's pretty fitting.
Well, a lot of excitement with Mike Zimmer. Made it official today. Let's talk next, though, about the offensive and defensive coordinators. I thought Zimmer was going to be the defensive coordinator, too. Apparently that's not going to happen, huh?
Well, it's not going to happen necessarily in the sense that you may think it, but some of the names that are being tossed around may as well have Zimmer be the defensive coordinator as well. It looks like he may be looking to get an established offensive coordinator, but when you talk defensive, it may be a guy who he's going to give a new shot so that he can still kind of put his fingerprint on the defense and kind of still be in charge without officially being in charge.
Yeah, that's the question that I have, AJ. We'll get to the offense here in a minute. But defensively, if there was to be a high-profile defensive coordinator, couldn't that ultimately create some problems with maybe not wanting to implement? Because we keep talking about, Mike Zimmer's had all this success, whether secondary coach or defensive coordinator. You bring in somebody that wouldn't jive with that philosophy, you'd have problems right off the bat.
Well, absolutely. You know, part of the reason they're bringing in Zimmer is so that he can bring his defense. And if you were to go out and get a well-established defensive coordinator, he would want to bring his defense, and that's where you have the problem. So I think that he's going to bring in a guy that he feels comfortable with, a guy that will kind of follow suit with what his philosophy for the defense. And then he can still be hands-on. If a lot of times, too, even though the head coach is the boss of the coaches, the defensive coordinator, if it's a strong-powered guy or a strong-willed guy, he's going to be in charge and he's going to be making the decisions. But I think this way, the name that has come up today a little bit is George Edwards, a linebackers coach for the Miami Dolphins. If it is indeed going to be Edwards, then Zimmer can have his say with the defense, and he can still be incredibly involved and in a sense, be the defensive coordinator without having all of the responsibility of being the defensive coordinator.
All right, offensive coordinator. Is it going to be Norv Turner?
It sounds like it is. A couple reporters here caught up with Norv Turner, and he said that Zimmer just signed his deal, so there's nothing official with the offensive coordinator's opportunity yet. But Norv did say that the talks went very well, and he basically expects to be the offensive coordinator. Just a matter of time. And I would like to think that the reason that the Vikings delayed the press conference to be tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock is maybe they can get all these things worked out, too, and introduce both the offensive and defensive coordinator as well.
What is the feeling up there about Norv Turner coming in? Because I've got somebody who continues to tell me that this would be a horrible move for the Vikings.
I didn't say it was going to be a horrible move. I was wondering if Philip Rivers was going to be coming
with him. I'm not talking about you. But when we look at what he's done, traditionally for offenses, getting credit for something he did 20 years ago with the Dallas Cowboys, is this a move that would be in the Vikings' best interest to hire Norv Turner, or is this more about the name and not necessarily the results?
Well, I think both. The head coaching positions for Norv Turner didn't exactly work out, but you look at some of the success that he has had, it has come with teams that have a star running back and a well-established tight end, something that the Vikings like to think that they have both with Adrian Peterson and Kyle Rudolph coming off of a foot injury. So, the immediate fit looks good. He's had some success developing quarterbacks. The potential of bringing his son in as well to be a quarterback's coach, it looks good, compared to some of the other options out there. Again, at this point, I have to believe that it is going to be Norv Turner, so even some of the other names probably aren't even bringing up because it's almost as much as a done deal for Turner to become the offensive coordinator. But I think, the feeling I've been getting is people are excited, and I think that they are more excited about the name than they are about the actual philosophy, just because they recognize the name. And you get a head coach that you don't necessarily recognize. You want to have a well-established offensive coordinator that can step in and kind of demand some of the attention, and that would be Norv Turner to a T.
what I see on this, AJ, is that it's experience. Even though Zimmer has not been a head coach, he's got experience. He brings in a guy who's had experience as a head coach. He comes in as a coordinator, can always bounce things off. And I know he talks a lot with Bill Parcells, too. I would assume Bill Parcells has had a few conversations with Mike Zimmer about, you know, how to handle the start of his career as a head coach with the Vikings.
Well, for sure. And, you know, when you are a first-time head coach, you want to do there's two different paths. I mean, you kind of look at what Leslie Frazier did, and not to say that it's wrong, but Leslie Frazier kind of helped out his buddies and found two guys that were young, up-and-coming potential coaches in Musgrave and Alan Williams, and that didn't quite work out. So when you have a guy who's a first-time head coach and Mike Zimmer come in, and he doesn't have the experience in offense. You know, he's been a defensive guy for 20 years that he's coached in the NFL, going from a defensive backs coach to a coordinator, and then hopping around a couple different teams. That established offensive mind, and even the big name too, I don't think that that's an accident. I think you're an established guy in North Turner. You bring in a guy who's had success in North Turner and a well-known name in North Turner. Mm-hmm. I think that that's a very strategic move by Zimmer and the Minnesota Vikings.
He's AJ Mansour, KFAN Radio, a part of the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. What about the rest of the coaches for the Vikings? Do we know what's going to happen with them?
Not entirely. You know, my sources were telling me that the hang-up with officially announcing Zimmer, it went into about 8:30 last night was when the official announcement came down. And, you know, my people are telling me that the hang-up was the other coaches, the assistant coaches, the position coaches, who are all currently with this team still. You know, everybody but Frazier from last year is still under contract with this team. So as far as anybody's concerned, they are the coordinators. They are the coaches. But that is obviously not going to last. But I think that the Rick Spielman does have his favorites that he was maybe trying to lobby Zimmer on and try and keep them. And, you know, those coaches include and may not just be limited to Jeff Davidson, who is the offensive line coach. I wouldn't be surprised to see him back. Spielman blocked the Atlanta Falcons from interviewing Davidson earlier in this coaching hunt. Because I think that he wants to keep him around in some capacity. A big name that has come up the last couple weeks, Mike Prefer, special teams coordinator, for not many of the best reasons with the whole Chris Cluey situation. I do believe that that is also a guy that Spielman would like to keep around. And you look at the track record, too, and the Cluey situation aside, Prefer has had a good short tenure as special teams coordinator for this team. You look at Cordero Patterson, obviously is a wonderful talent, but there's blocking schemes and there's things that go unnoticed ahead of him. The decision to bring in Blair Walsh, the decision to maybe get rid of Chris Cluey or to draft Cordero Patterson, some of that credit needs to be given to Prefer too. So I think you can look for maybe for those two to stay. If you're looking for a flyer as well, maybe wide receivers coach George Stewart. But the positions that matter, the offensive and defensive coordinators, will likely be completely turned over.
I think you make an interesting point when you mentioned that Davidson was denied the ability to interview with the Atlanta Falcons. I think that shows just how much that you can keep these guys intact. You don't have to keep the entire staff and purge, but there are bits and pieces of and those are the three names, and I think those were the three names yesterday that you had mentioned. What is the feeling around the station, around everybody up in the Twin Cities? I mean, is this a move that Zimmer, this was met with a lot of enthusiasm from the media? Because I know people like Leslie Frazier, but knowing the sort of personality that they're going to have to deal with at this point, is this a move that everybody's happy with up there?
Yeah, the feeling I've been getting is, yeah, people are very happy with this, given the names that were out there and available, given the guys that they reportedly interviewed. I think that it's no surprise that you see an opposite personality come in after Leslie Frazier. That's not to say that Leslie Frazier isn't going to be successful and the way he did it was necessarily wrong, but when you have a soft-spoken guy who didn't quite work out and didn't, you know, the key may be, and we've talked to Brian Robinson and Chad Greenway today on the station up here, and both of them kind of said that Leslie Frazier towards the end just wasn't getting through to the players. And I think that when you're looking for a guy to get through to the players, if you go the opposite from Leslie Frazier, and you go a guy who is going to get in your face, he is going to hold you accountable, and he's going to potentially yell at you and embarrass you in front of your peers. I think that that has been welcomed with open arms so far. I think they're ready for the challenge. Kyle Rudolph was a guy who also we had on today, and he talked about how all his life he's had parents that yelled at him, he's had coaches that yelled at him, so he kind of welcomes the opportunity and almost looks forward to being yelled at again. And again, that's not a knock towards Leslie Frazier. I think it's just a different style, and some guys react a little differently to that, and I think that the current players on roster are ready for that change.
I think it's interesting what you just said about he wasn't getting through to the players, and that's what I caught, because everything that we had heard, AJ, was that the players were still playing hard, and you know they respected Leslie Frazier. But to hear them come out and say that, it kind of gives me the impression that they had checked out to a certain extent. Does that appear to be the case?
I don't know if they officially checked out, but you always hear the cliche of talking on how a team takes on the personality of their coach, and I think that was more the case, where they hadn't checked out. They were still attentive. They were still trying hard, but they were kind of ho-hum when it comes to the tenacity, when it comes to being able to get fired up. And especially if you find yourself down in a game that you weren't supposed to be down in, which the Vikings did a couple times this year, you kind of look for a rallying point that you can rally around. And I don't know that Leslie Frazier necessarily gave that to them. So Zimmer brings in the key word that everybody's been saying is more of a fiery attitude and a fiery personality that can light a fire under the butt of these guys on the field, whether that's a insignificant meeting during the off season or the middle of a game making halftime adjustments. I think that they really look forward to that aspect of the change in personality between the two coaches.
It will be interesting to find out tomorrow how he and the media react amongst each other. I mean, he's never had to be in front of the media to ask questions, and we'll see if the Twin Cities media have a good time with Mike Zimmer tomorrow, and Mike Zimmer has a good time with the media tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to getting our hands on him. He's only done one interview so far behind the scenes with the Vikings. He doesn't seem like a super talkative or long-winded kind of guy. So, it's going to be an adjustment period for everybody involved to kind of see what he has to offer. But given the situation, I think it's one that everybody's willing to take on.
AJ, thanks for the time. Good stuff. Busy times up there in the Twin Cities. We appreciate you taking some time with us today.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
AJ Monsour, KFAN Radio, along with the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.